Hamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from ancient Egypt.
The Paramajat, the house of books that held the documents in use every day for the ancient Egyptian temple. At Kamat, the Paramajat contains the books, journals, magazines, and electronic documents used in our research to reconstruct ancient Egyptian culture. Welcome to Paramajat, House of Books. All content discussed on the podcast is available at reconstructingancientegypt.org/House of Books. You can support Kamat and our endeavors to reconstruct ancient Egyptian culture by clicking the Amazon links to the books reviewed, and a portion of your purchase will be donated to our organization at no additional cost to you. Book summaries and reviews.
Ancient Egyptian Literature, Volume 2, The New Kingdom, by Miriam Lichtheim. Dr. Miriam Lichtheim was born in Istanbul, Turkey in 1914, studying under Hans Jacob Polotsky at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. She was one of only four students in his Egyptian class, and by the end of term, only she remained, earning her PhD in Egyptology at the University of Chicago. She moved on to University of California, Los Angeles, where she was the Near East bibliographer and lecturer until her retirement in 1974. Lichtheim moved to Israel in 1982 and taught at the Hebrew University. She died in 2004. Other works, Coptic Ostraca from Medinet Habu, Ancient Egypt, A Survey of Current Historiography, Ancient Egyptian Literature, 3 volumes, Late Egyptian Wisdom, Literature in the International Context, Ancient Egyptian Autobiographies, Chiefly of the Middle Kingdom, A Study and an Anthology, Ma'at in Egyptian Autobiographies and Related Studies, Moral Values in Ancient Egypt, and Telling It Briefly, A Memoir of My Life. In her preface, Lichtheim explains that the New Kingdom is the largest source of literature. Volume 2 of her literature series is dedicated only to the New Kingdom, as the other two volumes contained each several eras. Brief chronology of the New Kingdom is a list of kings for the New Kingdom, abbreviations and symbols for common references in her footnotes, introduction, continuity and change, discusses an overview of the New Kingdom, as well as references to the works she translated in the book. Part 1, Monumental Inscriptions, is divided into two sections. 1, Inscriptions from Private Tombs, has the autobiography of Amos, son of Abana, the prayers of Pacheri, and the installation of the Vizier Rekhmira. 2, Inscriptions from Royal Monuments, has the following. Obelisk inscriptions of Queen Hatshepsut from the Annals of Thutmose III, the Pentacle Stela of Thutmose III, the Great Sphinx Stela of Amenhotep II at Giza, Stela of Amenhotep III, the later boundary stele of Amenhotep IV, Akhenaten, dedication inscriptions of Ramesses II, the poetical Stela of Merenptah, or Israel Stela. Part 2, Hymns, Prayers, and a Harper's Song, has the Great Hymn to Osiris, 2 Hymns to the Sun God, Hymns and Prayers from El Amarna, the Short Hymn to the Aten, 2 Hymns and a Prayer in the Tomb of Ayi, and the Great Hymn to the Aten, a Prayer and a Hymn of General Horemhab, 3 Penitential Hymns from Dera Medina, Votive Stela of Nebra with Hymn to Amun-Ra, Votive Stela of Neferabu with Hymn to Mertziger, and Votive Stela of Neferabu with Hymn to Ptah. Prayers used in school texts, prayers used in school texts, praise of Amun-Ra, prayer to Amun, prayer to Amun, prayer to Thoth, and prayer to Thoth. No, I am not repeating myself. A Harper's Song from the Tomb of Neferhotep, Part 3 from the Book of the Dead, has chapters 23, 30b, 43, 59, 77, 105, and 109. Also, chapter 125, which contains the 42 purifications later adopted by temples. Part 4, Instructions, gives the instruction of Ani and the instruction of Amenenapi. Part 5, Be a Scribe, has the Papyrus Lansing, a schoolbook, and the Immortality of Writers. Part 6, Love Poems, has from Papyrus Chester Beatty I, from Papyrus Harris 500, and from the Cairo Vase 1266 and 25218. Part 7, Tales, gives the destruction of mankind, the doomed prince, the two brothers, Truth and Falsehood, Horus and Seth, and the report of Wenamun. Indexes have divinities, kings and queens, personal names, geographical and ethical terms, Egyptian words, and some major concepts. This contains the wisdom of the ancient Egyptian New Kingdom. Complete annotations of each translation give you the full understanding of the text. It only comes short as not providing transliterations or original hieratic. Still, it makes for wonderful reading as well as referencing.
Close your eyes and inhale deeply scents that will take you back through the ages to the mysteries of ancient Egypt. This great civilization was world-renowned for products pleasing to the senses, caring for the body, and protective to the skin. Years of research and testing were committed to reconstruct the most effective and luxurious beauty and aromatherapy products from ancient Egypt. Satya Nacharo, Sense of the Gods. Bath, Beauty, Aromas of Ancient Egypt. Find our products online at senseofthegods.com. Research on the web.
The AERA, Ancient Egypt Research Associates, Inc., explores Egypt's archaeological record, seeking the origins of civilization. Their mission is to contribute insight and understanding to the present awareness of cultural evolution. In recent years, they have explored the development of urbanism, labor organization, and elementary structures of ancient daily life at the once lost city of the pyramid builders at Giza. AERA is a 501c3 nonprofit organization founded by Dr. Mark Lenner and Matthew McCauley with the assistance of Margaret Sears. In 1985, for the purpose of funding and facilitating the research of the Giza Plateau Mapping Project, which grew out of the Sphinx Project.
Electronic Documents.
An Ancient Egyptian Hunting Ritual by Eberhard Otto. Published in the Journal of Near Eastern Studies, Volume 9, Number 3, July 1950. This document delves into a subject that is not terribly popular with today's modern urban society, that of animal sacrifice. Specifically, the slaughter of an Upper Egyptian bull in the opening of a mouth and eyes rite. In the rite, a goose and goat are beheaded and offered to the statue being opened. Then what is named Upper Egyptian bull is shot in the head with a bow and arrow, and the foreleg and heart are removed by the ceremonial butcher to be offered to the statue. Otto discusses the mythic hunting ritual that is the origin of the sacrifice. In myth, Horus hunts in the desert of Upper Egypt. His prey? The moon god Thoth, in the form of the wild Upper Egyptian bull, who has taken his eye as the dark moon. As Thoth lay dying, Isis, in the form of a great kite bird, kneels and whispers in his ear, "Your two lips have done that against you. Does your mouth still open?" The angered Horus rends the foreleg and heart of Thoth, thus taking the eye from him, and his own dark moon eye is restored.
Paramajat, House of Books, is produced for Kamat Radio. Find Kamat Radio online at kamatradio.com. Kamat Radio is brought to you by Kamat, Reconstructing Ancient Egyptian Culture. Find Kamat online at reconstructingancientegypt.org.